This is Jay Sekulow, Christian Conscience under fire from the Obama administration.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is important for this reason, because if they back off this, it will only be for political reasons. They can't say that the president was not involved in the decision making. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is a war against our Constitution, the First Amendment, freedom of religion, the free exercise thereof. Tell me where I'm wrong.
You know what they've said? We've come halfway. We've offered olive branches. You know what the two olive branches they've offered? They've said, number one, as long as you're only ministering or serving people of your own faith, you get an exemption. You think a Catholic hospital is going to be checking baptismal certificates at the door to make sure that they're Catholic?
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I think this is a cruel and arrogant move on the part of the president. It is cruel to tell Catholics that you must abandon your faith or abandon charity. That is a cruel decision to place upon anybody.
Is it a good idea for Democrats to go head-to-head with the Catholic Church on this?
Of course, it's not good for the Democrats to go head-to-head against any church, so we certainly don't intend to do that. But we had a good discussion in our caucus today, and the caucus totally supports the president. I do.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, a firestorm in Washington, D.C. has erupted, and it is over the issue of religious liberty. Under Obamacare, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, has issued a mandate saying that religious institutions like Catholic hospitals, Baptist hospitals, whatever religiously affiliated institutions that are out there will have to provide as part of their insurance plans and protections, not only contraceptives, which of course violate the conscience of Catholics, but also the morning after pill, abortifacients. This has created a firestorm. By the way, brought to you by Obamacare. But what's more important here, folks, more fundamental, is the trampling on religious liberty that this enactment has put forward. Telling a religiously based institution you have to violate your conscience in order to provide services. And I love what Father Jonathan Morrison said. I'm going to play it later in the broadcast. What do you expect? Catholic hospitals to check baptismal certificates at the door to the emergency room to determine if you're Catholic and you're going to get care? Jordan is in our studios in Washington, as is Stan Bennett. This is huge news and a huge attack on religious liberty.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think it's one of those statements I made this morning, Dad, on CBN News, and David French has written a blog about it on ACLJ.org, one of our senior counsels, that we're all Catholics right now. And what does that mean? It means we all have to take a stand. If you're an evangelical and have no issues with birth control or contraception, this is not the issue. The issue is, do you want your religious conscience violated next? Because if they can get away with doing this to the Catholic Church, which, remember, the only thing exempted is the actual parish itself. Every Catholic hospital, university, if a church had a nonprofit food bank, that's not exempted from it. So they will have to decide, do we have the hospital anymore and violate the conscience, violate the dictates of our faith, long-term dictates of our faith, or do we just shut down? I mean, that is the option the Obama administration has given Catholic hospitals, schools, and charities. The only thing exempted is the parish, which is the lowest employer, you know, is the smallest employer,
right,
when you look at all the work the Catholic Church does in America.
This is unbelievable. I think it's one of the greatest attacks on religious freedom, especially on religious organizations we've ever seen. Our phone lines are open for you. We want your comments about this. How do you feel about the administration's move here, forcing religiously based institutions to violate their conscience? 1-800-684-3110. Now, that's 800-684-3110. We want your calls. Pushback has started. And now your ACLJ team in Washington, D.C. is adding our voices to this. We are going to send a petition to HHS and to the White House and demand a reversal of this policy. The petition is that simple. Mr. President, Secretary Sebelius, reverse this compelled policy. Respect the conscience rights of these Christian institutions. Here's the number for you to add your name to that petition. We need thousands of you to do it. 1-877-989-2255. Don't let the Obama administration trample over the Constitution. 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org, but call now, 877-989-2255.
It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
I want to play a soundbite for you because I really think that this says it all. Play Father Jonathan Morris from Fox News number 8. Take a listen to this, folks, and I'm going to tell you what we need to do.
What the second exemption is, they said, you know what, don't worry about it. We're going to meet you halfway. You've got a whole year to get ready to violate your conscience.
I mean, can you imagine this? Could you imagine put it this way, folks, a Jewish hospital, and the government decides, you know what, we think that a particular type of food is healthy and we want to require that to be given. So even though it violates Jewish teaching, you're going to be required to give that food in your cafeteria. The answer would be no, it would violate their religious conscience. But that does not seem to be good enough for the White House, and they are getting pounded on this from all sides. And we are taking direct action. Again, I want you to go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition online. We're demanding a retraction of this policy. These religiously based institutions need to be exempt. Hospitals, colleges, and, you know, are you going to start having, you know, the United Methodist or the Catholic hospitals start checking baptismal certificates on the way in? I think Father, again, Mars said that. He said, what do you want us to do, check baptismal certificates on the way into the emergency room? And you know what the White House response was to all this? Well, if they just serve Catholics, then there's no problem. But Frank Mannion, senior counsel for the ACLJ, who happens to be Catholic, and we've made this statement on the on our website this week. This week we're all Catholic. This is the idea with these Catholic charities is to reach the community. They're not checking baptismal certificates.
Of course not, Jay. As somebody pointed out early on in this, and actually I think it was Judge Janice Rogers Brown in the California case a few years ago, under the Obama, of course it wasn't Obama then, but under the religious exemption that's in this regulation, Jesus and the apostles would not qualify as a religious group. I mean, that's how silly this whole thing is. This is really the most brazen assault on religious liberty we've ever seen in American history. I mean, I know that sounds exaggerated, but it's not exaggerated at all, and I'm not the only person to point that out. It's got to be reversed. It doesn't just affect Catholics. It affects every religious persuasion. That's why so many people who are not Catholic have signed letters. Al Mohler of the Southern Baptist
right.
Seminary here in Kentucky has gone out boldly in front on this, saying this is not a Catholic issue. Orthodox Jewish, Orthodox Christian, evangelicals and other Protestants, they're all realizing this is going to come for us next if we let this pass.
Well, here's what we want to do, folks, and I'm going to talk to Frank a bit in a minute, but let's go to Washington, D.C. Than Bennett, first let me go to you, and then I want to ask Jordan something as well. Than, what's happening on Capitol Hill? We've got movement already, right? Correct. We've got movement on Capitol Hill.
We do, and it's causing a political firestorm on both sides of the aisle, Jay, and it's because of the reasons that you've laid out. It goes beyond pro-life or pro-choice. It's about religious freedom. And frankly, I think you've got Democrat senators and members of the House saying, you know, what in the world is the president doing? Because it's put them in a really tough political situation. It's gone beyond a policy mess for him. But there are bills underway led by Senator Marco Rubio in the House. You have Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, Fred Upton, and Joe Pitts putting something together. I think you're going to see it move through the Energy and Commerce Committee very soon. But here's the key, Jay. We have to encourage the House and the Senate to unify behind one bill so that we can send it to the president and put it on his desk and make him back off this mandate. That's what we're asking for this week.
You know, we are actually, that's one of the things we'll be working on, folks, not just behind the scenes, but front and center in our offices in Washington, D.C. Let's do this. Jordan, you've got a take on this situation, that this is much broader in scope and showing a much broader agenda here.
Yes. I mean, what I want everyone to understand, regardless of your feeling about birth control or contraception, is that if the conscience clause and the conscience protections are not kept for the Catholic Church here, and when I say that, it's not just the church. We're talking about every Catholic institution, all of the charities, all of the food banks, all of the soup kitchens, all of the hospitals, all of the schools, all of the universities, helping people. It's not like they ask people, are you a Catholic before you get your services? Or if they, you know, some of these places, of course, they have people working for those schools that may not be Catholic if the school decides to hire people to do certain positions that don't have to have the same theological belief. Do you want the Catholic Church to have to decide that? I mean, is that what you're trying to do? Or shut it all down? Now, even if you're not a Catholic, think about the hospitals. You know about them. Think about the charity work. You know about it. Think about the schools for kids, the universities. All of this shut down because of the Obama administration's decision, done not through an act of Congress and signed by the president, but because of the power given to the federal government, specifically the executive branch and the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, who as governor of Kansas was connected to the folks doing partial birth abortions, Planned Parenthood, and NARAL. So you got the most pro-abortion cabinet member we've probably had in history and governor in history, with the most pro-abortion president in history, working together now to force it down. You know, the Catholics throat this time, but then, Dad, I think the entire push is to eventually say no conscience protections even for abortion procedures itself. It's step one to say there is either our way or the highway, and they've been fighting. Remember, they tried to take the school to court saying you can't fire someone just because of theological grounds, and they lost at the Supreme Court, but they tried.
Exactly, and Frank, we've actually litigated cases for nurses, medical professionals that did not want to perform abortions, that relied on their conscience clause. That has been a very important defense for us.
It has been. And, you know, we've been successful largely, Jay. In Illinois, we're still in a piece of litigation that started 5 years ago, but over pharmacists not wanting to dispense contraception. We've won it every step of the way. The case is still alive, but it's now on appeal, and it's, the state is on the defensive because we won at the trial court. You know, in addition to the legislative efforts that we need to make and the other kinds of persuasion we can bring to bear, we've also got to consider litigation. There are two cases in the works against this particular regulation, one in the D.C. District Court and one in Colorado. One is brought by a Catholic university. The other one is brought by Colorado Christian College. Why are they involved in a case that everyone thinks is about Catholics? Because they realize it's about them, too.
Sure. That's an evangelical
Catholic
school.
Just the first step
here. And we're looking at some litigation possibly, too, as well, right, Frank?
Absolutely. We're talking to clients, particularly one client that we filed comments for, and others who are seriously considering their options, definitely considering litigation. We may have something to announce within a week. We can't say for sure. But the arguments here are very strong, constitutional arguments and arguments under various federal statutes. They're so strong that, you know, people who don't agree with us on any of these kinds of issues normally have realized that if we litigate these cases, we will win.
Well, you know what's interesting? Former Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Decklemper has lost her seat because she voted for Obamacare. Here's what she said. This is former Congresswoman Decklemper. I would have never voted for the final version of the bill, which is, of course, Obamacare, if the Obama administration were to force Catholic hospitals and Catholic colleges and universities to pay for contraceptive and abortifacients. We worked hard to prevent abortion funding in health care and to include clear conscience protections for those with moral objections to abortion and contraceptive devices that causes these. Here's the thing. We've been saying this the whole time, folks. Now we know exactly what this administration's doing. We know exactly what HHS is doing. And this is why you take direct action. as you're allowed to do under the First Amendment. You talk about petitioning the government for the redress of a grievance. Well, this is a grievance. The First Amendment's Bill of Rights has been shredded up. They ripped it up, trampled on. Religious freedom, meaningless when you got the government telling you violate your conscience or suffer the consequences. What are we living in, the Soviet era here? Folks, you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org. Frank, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jake.
All right, Jordan, you want to try to grab a call before the break?
Yeah, let's go to Howard calling in Oregon online too. Howard, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Howard.
Hey, guys. I'm very, very concerned. But, going back to what the Democrats are saying, what the Catholic Church and what Jewish and Christians need to do is we need to unite.
Absolutely.
Take a stand, because if we don't, as the Father has said, if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father. We need to do something and do it now.
Well, let me tell you what Stuart Varney said, soundbite number 9 from the Fox News Network.
I think this is a cruel and arrogant move on the part of the president. It is cruel to tell Catholics that you must abandon your faith or abandon charity. That is a cruel decision to place upon anybody.
And that includes anybody of religious conscience and faith. And Jordan and Than, that's really what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. I mean, folks, we have got to fight, because it doesn't matter if you're a Catholic or not, or your view on this specific issue. They are trying. They're saying if we can do this to the Catholics, then we can do it to the evangelicals, and we can do it to every Christian, and then all religious people, and then we've done away with these conscience protections so that it's our way again, or the highway, when it comes to what? Everything involving and surrounding abortion, Planned Parenthood. This is the Planned Parenthood president. And the person who administrates Obamacare, those 2,700 pages, that's not the whole thing. That's all those pages giving her the power, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, the most pro-abortion governor in U.S. history when she was governor of Kansas, Kathleen Sebelius. So you've got the most pro-abortion governor now running your health program for the federal government, and the most pro-abortion president in history running everything from the top. And they've picked a battle with the Catholic Church even right before an election.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls the mandate abhorrent, which is exactly what we're calling. All right, folks, we're going to a break. We've got hundreds of you who have already called in. Go to aclj.org. You can sign up online again, aclj.org. You need to do that right away. By the way, when you're there, make that online donation. You're helping us in this fight in the courtrooms, in the halls of Congress, and at the White House. Or call us right now. Stand up for religious liberty. Do not let our rights get trampled on by the administration. 1-877-989-2255. You cannot be compelled to violate your religious beliefs by the government. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's 1-877-989-2255. Call right now. If I gotta start
sometime. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
We're all Catholics right now, because if this happens to the Catholic Church and you say, well, this may not affect me so much and it's not a big deal because I don't have all the beliefs on things like contraception or birth control, they will go after us next on something else.
That's Jordan Sekulow this morning on CBN News, and Sean Hannity had some strong words as well yesterday. Let's play number six.
This is important for this reason, because if they back off this, it will only be for political reasons. They can't say that the president was not involved in the decision making. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is a war against our Constitution, the First Amendment, freedom of religion, the free exercise thereof. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong. Sean, you're absolutely correct, and that's exactly what this is. It is a war on religion. It is being arranged by the White House, and it is trampling on the religious conscience of Catholics and others. And we've got to fight back and take a stand, folks. Go to aclj.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We want this revoked immediately. We want the Constitution protected. We want the right of conscience protected. Jordan, who do we have next?
Ina's calling from California. It's a good question on line four. Ina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ina.
Hi. I'm not a Catholic, but I am a Christian, and I realize this is an attack on our Christian faith. I would like to know, since they're saying that, you know, Catholic religious-type things are subject to this law, what about a Catholic businessman or, you know, someone that's in business? Do they have to hear, and isn't this a problem for their conscience to have to?
Sure. I mean, there are no exemptions for them, Jordan Than, nothing for them. They're not a private Christian-run business could be under Obamacare would be compelled to violate its conscience.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead, then.
I was just going to say, absolutely. I mean, the only people that are exempted is the church themselves. So religious schools, hospitals, businesses, all the like, they're included. And just to kind of follow up on that, we have to be clear about something, because we've been talking about HHS, and yes, the regulation came through them, Jay, but this is the president of the United States. It's his Obamacare that allows it. HHS answers to him, and he's the one who has the authority to take it back. So, you know, let's not give him a pass. The president of the United States is the one that's responsible for this policy, and that's why we're demanding that he take it down.
Yeah, well, the fight's going to be to get them to actually do it. Jordan, what are you getting from Jay Carney? He's making some statements, and then there were some statements from Axelrod, the political director for the reelection campaign.
That's right. I mean, you have Axelrod. He tried, you know, he kind of walks away. He's, you know, and this got the Obama administration in trouble, because you had Axelrod basically say, well, we're willing to look at compromises here, because he's looking at it from the campaign side of we don't need to, you know, get destroyed with the Catholic vote, which has been very divided, but went to Obama in the last election cycle and kind of goes back and forth, you know, but, you know, a few extra percent here. They know it'll be a tough election. So he's looking at it from the political angle. But then you look at the actual statements from the White House. First, it started with Jay Carney saying there's no constitutional issues here. And, of course, the First Amendment starts off with the religious freedom. And then, again, even they are now trying to backtrack. But I want people to listen to Harry Reid again, because he's the Senate Majority Leader. Now, Nancy Pelosi, you got in the House. She's supporting it. She is Catholic. Harry Reid has even said he is, you know, pro-life. He tries to claim that he's pro-life and moderate on this issue, but he's the head of the Democrats. He doesn't seem to be backing away. Let's play by 12.
Is it a good idea for Democrats to go head-to-head with the Catholic Church on this?
Of course, it's not good for the Democrats to go head-to-head against any church, so we certainly don't intend to do that. But we had a good discussion in our caucus today, and the caucus totally supports the president. I do.
So there's no doubt that this is coming from the White House, Jordan. There's no question about it. This was a White House decision implemented by HHS.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they wanted to pick this fight because I really do believe this administration, even the Catholics who they've got on their team, these are the Pelosi types. I mean, ones who get criticized by bishops and sometimes are not allowed, you know, excluded from certain services and taking communion because of their stance on abortion. And so they have no idea. It's like their finger is not on the pulse at all. Even many Democrats, Catholics who came out in support of Obamacare, who are now regretting it. You know, I wish they believed us when we told them that this 2,700 pages isn't even the start. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
And then you've got whoever's in charge at the executive branch level gets to make all these decisions without going to Congress. The president doesn't have to sign anything. They just make the order. And now those folks who really do care about life but supported Obamacare have realized that the attack, it's now being turned on them. It's the only reason it passed was because of their votes. And now it could come back to haunt them, you know, shut down. These
yep.
facilities would have to shut down. People have got to make that very clear.
Stuart Varney made another great statement about tagging this to the White House. Let's play number 11.
I think this was a deliberate decision on the part of the president, and it displays his arrogance.
Yeah.
The man says, I basically want to dominate the church. I want the church to bow to me.
How about that statement, folks? For that reason alone, you go to ACLJ.org. Do we want the church bowing to the president? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The bow here should be to the Constitution. The tip should be to the Constitution, which protects these individual rights and freedom. We're not bowing down. We're not going to have the churches and religious institutions bowing down to the president. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back to the phones we go.
Yep, let's go to, I think we get a lot of good calls come in, a lot of questions, but Ann's calling from California on line 6. Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ann.
Thank you. If you study the Third Reich in Germany, when Hitler was coming into power, they went to the churches, and the churches split into two. Bonhoeffer, the new book Bonhoeffer, was on one side, and the German Christians were on the other side. They were backing Hitler. That's your tip of the iceberg.
Well, listen, Ann, I'll tell you right now, Eric Metaxas, who wrote the book and has been on my broadcast before and we're good friends with, he's actually said this about this law, that this is exactly, if you look back, you wage war with the church and you try to turn church against church and say, oh, see, it's just a Catholic issue and they're the ones standing in the way and you don't care about birth control, even the evangelicals, you shouldn't care. And then they divide the country that way, and groups who have been uniting, especially on issues like life and in politics and politically, now you try to divide and you try to, you know, make people choose sides. I think you're right, Ann. I want to take another phone call before we finish out today. Mary Ellen from Illinois, another great question online too.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Make a quick statement. I believe that this mandate is a stepping stone not only to forcing the churches to do abortions, but also to forcing them to perform same-sex marriage.
Well, that, of course, the Proposition 8 case came out yesterday. It's a different context. You can't force a minister to engage in a same-sex marriage, but, I mean, who knows what licensing requirements would be put in place. But you ask a good one, Jordan. That's a great question as it relates to stepping stone. What does this lead to next? This is a pretty big step, by the way, that they've taken. I don't think it's a stepping stone. They've taken a leap here. The danger is not something in the distant future. It's already happening.
Well, it is. It's the next step would be forcing people to do abortions, no conscience protections
right.
there for the nurses, for the doctors, certainly not for the pharmacists either. Because, listen, if you can get the Catholic Church to basically have to pay for this, then you're not going to be able to make that argument. I mean, take the next step of why should a medical professional be able to do this if a Catholic Church has to pay for it? So I think that's part one, Dad. And on Prop 8, I know a lot of people are wondering about that case. I'm going to talk about that on my show today. But if you're in a state that allows civil unions, you want to definitely tune in. That's really how the opinion turned. They can
yep.
listen to my show. We've got it at ACLJ.org, all the info there.
All right, folks, this is what I want you to do. We got 30 seconds left. You go to your phones right now as we close the broadcast out. I want to shut these phone lines down. We're going to stand up to this White House. We're going to stand up to this attack on religious conscience and freedom. 1-877-989-2255. I want you on this petition. 1-877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. Sign up online, make that online donation, or call us at 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.